So Mark Brinkerhoff is here, who is the designer of the bezel for the B box.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't know the exact year. Quite a while ago. I worked with Gasse and crew. We had a small building suite up in Palo Alto, I believe. And they had mostly software and wanted to do hardware as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they created, I believe, a dual processor box.
Yep.
And it was intended to be a very fast graphics machine.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wanted a bezel designed that had a look of power as well as one that displayed both CPUs running. So if you look at the sample here, I'll show you.
Yeah, let's go take a look at it. This is wonderful.
Yeah, well, this is history.
Yeah.
It has a series of light pipes on either side near the tower-like elements. Those have a series of LEDs behind them, and as your CPUs ramp up in usage, the LEDs climb and shrink on either side. You see them here.
Oh, goodness.
That's what these are for. These are light pipes. So there's two small LED cards behind there, each one hooked to a separate CPU.
Point to one of them, so each one is hooked to a separate CPU.
You have a good camera.
Here, stand by the standby. We'll get your picture. Okay. So that's real. So that's actually driven by the CPU.
Right. And so one of the jokes, standing jokes we had at the time was, if you wanted your boss to think you were working really hard, you'd run a program that would make both CPU LED banks run up and down very quickly. And then he or she would think you're very busy.
It was working. So this whole bezel. So you had some kind of output from the CPU to drive the light pipes.
Yeah, it was just more of a monitoring system.
Right.
Yeah.
What was it like working for Gasse?
He's very vision-driven. He used the emotional terms really well. Mm-hmm. He wanted a system that he gave an emotion of power. Mm-hmm. That's why this looks like a tower.
Yes.
It has the tower shape and format to it.
Right.
All the vertical components are from that. It's also highly modular. He was a future thinker, I believe. And each of these areas, mostly this one and this one and this one, are all snap-out features. So you can put more CDs and or accessories in here, and these snap out without any screws from the backside.
Yeah.
So you can put in anything you want. So it was designed to be a very, very powerful system.
So this system here, because it doesn't have a nameplate on it and it has these, would this be an earlier model?
So what we have is one of the first production units. I don't have the box, I have the bezel. And it was two-tone. It was more of this color in the center region, in this area, and then it had darker inserts.
Yeah.
And I believe blue end caps. I can send you a picture of it.
I've got another one, another B box in the other room. It's very different, but this one seemed like it was almost prototype.
Yeah. Typically, prototypes are shot in single-color materials, which this very well could be. And you test out things like snap fits for these, and you tune them so that they're tighter, so this one is loose and this one is tight. Same is true of these inserts.
Okay, so this probably is a prototype.
Yeah, very likely. It's probably an early first shot sample. In fact, they probably went to show this to their investors once they finished it. But that's really neat. That's a surprise to me to see that here.
No, it's wonderful. Thanks for the story.
Yeah, no problem.